So how much time did you spend in the mirror today? And when you're in the mirror, what are you looking at? Are you there to address something? Like, what's your reason? What's your purpose to going to a reflective glass? Something that could show you what you look like on the outside. And where do you focus? Do you stand in front of a mirror that only reflects back from the waist up? Are you in a full length mirror? Can you see yourself, as they say, from head to toe? Do you even want to see yourself from head to toe? And when you're looking into that mirror and you see the image of that man or woman, that boy or girl looking back at you, do you ever look eye to eye? Can you maintain eye contact? What are you thinking when you're looking at yourself? Are you assessing your size, your weight, your height, how big or how small your muscles are, how shapely your figure is, how long or how short your hair is, your beard, your eyebrows, mustache or lack thereof? Is hair growing on your chin and you happen to be a woman? Do you happen to have a light mustache and you happen to be a woman? As a man, what do you see? Woman, what do you see? What's your purpose for being in the mirror? How often do you dress in front of a mirror? Maybe most of us don't actually dress while standing in front of the mirror. Many of us are moving around, hopping and popping, trying to fit into those jeans or trying to pull up that pant leg. You might be seated when you dress. You might be standing when you dress. Some women slip on dresses. Some pull up their skirts or their pants. Guys, you know how we do it, one leg at a time. When you're dressing or addressing your appearance and your clothing, that means what you are going to wear and how you are going to present the image of yourself. Do we start from head and work down to toe, or do we go from toe to head? No, we don't put on our shoes first, but some people put on their socks first. I don't know. Do some women put on their pantyhose first, or do they go bra and then panties, or panties and then bra? Guys, obviously, if you're not, as they would say back in the day, free balling, you're gonna put on your boxers. And for those who still wear the briefs, you're gonna put your brief on. Maybe a undershirt or a t-shirt. Regardless of how you actually clothe your body, what's more important is going back to the mirror and observing that image and clothing yourself, clothing your mind, your spirit, the image that you're really attempting to project, that image you really want to be seen and heard. What is that image? Who are you? Who do you look like? Are you being yourself? Are you putting on what attitude? I don't have your answer for you. So today's remedy is go to the mirror and spend as much time as you need all day, every day, and be who it is that you think you are. And that's exactly who will know you are. Who do you think you are? Do you want to reinvent yourself? Then do it.